Hello, my beautiful darlings. If you have just found yourself in this land of podcastness and you're listening to my voice, you're in for a treat. Oh, yes, you are. If you love anything to do with the paranormal, the afterlife, angels, celestial realms, ETs, anything spooky, mindfulness, wellbeing, spirituality, you're in the right space with me, Nikki Allen. And of course, welcome back to all my beautiful people who already listen to this soul space. Do you know what? I'm one day over, because I've been so busy doing other stuff. And someone said, where's my podcast? Where is it? So it's here now, my beautiful darlings. Today, I'm going to be doing something that's really going to help you improve your life, your well-being, your mind, body, and soul. And that is a DIY guide to being superhuman. So let me take you along a little journey of how I prepare for my podcasts. The answer is I don't. It's the same as my YouTube channel and everything I do online. I literally feel an inspiration 5 minutes before. I have no plan. I never know what I'm going to say. It's totally organic. And I sat here and I just sent, just to anybody who wants to listen, to be fair, whether it's spirit family, spirit guides, you know, angel realms, whatever it may be. And I said, what do you want me to talk about? And then I saw an influx of emails. Now, my beautiful Lorraine, who you will all know if you do email me or are part of our subscribe tribe. And if you're not, where have you been? By the way, I can't even bleed and say it. I've got to stop and having gym when I do this. The subscribe tribe newsletter. If you go onto my website, on the front page, there is a little form there just under my picture. You can subscribe to my newsletter that goes out weekly, and this gives you freebies, giveaways, updates, news events. You basically get everything first, okay? You get everything, access to everything first before it goes out there. And I say, I love giving little things away that I do and just connecting with you. So if you want some of that, please come along and subscribe. And I was looking at that, and as I say, Lorraine bats a load of that off. She's my personal assistant now because I'm so gratefully busy. And one of the things is she says to me is, I've never experienced so many people in their hundreds saying, what do I do? How do I help myself? Where do I go? How do I connect with the spirit world? How do I ground myself? How do I do this? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just put it into one big capsule of love and light and throw it to you on this website. So this is your DIY guide to spiritual living and well-being, okay? You're going to feel superhuman after doing this. The thing is that I'm glad that Lorraine has brought this up in the past to me, because I do it as just automatic as breathing. And I don't take into consideration the fact that you don't know how to do things, you know. I just literally do it. As soon as I wake up, my ritual start. Ritual sounds a bit like I'm naked and I have a tulip up my bottom and I have to walk around 3 times under a full moon. No, not that sort of ritual. I literally start my spiritual well-being routine and I don't even think about it now. So it's not a chore, because when you are low or you're lost or you want to, you know, you don't feel spiritually connected, you don't feel motivated. You know, when someone says you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you think, oh, I really don't want to do that. I can't be asked to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you just little things, and you don't have to do it all. Make a note of it, or just keep replaying this if you want to listen to my beautiful dulcet tones, that is. And just think, do you know what? I'm going to try that. And this is how I did it. I went from an absolute wreck. You know my story. If not, go back to my other podcast. During the 5 years, absolute wreck, mentally, physically, spiritually, the lot. I was done. And the angel realm started to incorporate baby steps for me. And I started just doing one little thing, because having a list, too overwhelming, don't want to know. If you're in like a mental health crisis, even thinking about getting out of bed is the biggest chore of the day, isn't it? So, you know, these little things are just things that you can introduce. And when you start doing them, right, it completely changes your day, your week, your life. I promise you, okay? And as I say, your soul will learn from you. And it'll go, okay, hang on a minute. You know, in the morning you set this intention. Okay, I kind of got that now, so you don't have to worry about remembering it. I've got that for you. You'll do that automatically now. And they'll go, okay, I'm getting that. So you start this relationship with your higher self, your inner child, and your relationship with perhaps your loved ones or the angel realms. And so every day now, whether I invoke or speak to my angels, I do it all the time, to be fair, because I adore them and I love being in their presence. But just now and then, they'll just chuck in a high frequency in my right ear. I'll be like, oh, God, hello. Love you so much. Thank you for being here. You know, and I just think, oh, my God, I'm loved by these celestial beings that people think are beyond reach. They're beyond, you know, being helped. They're just a figure in a Bible that, you know, led three wise men to the birth of Jesus. They're just the angels that visited special people in the Bible and angels that visit certain prophets in different religions. No, they're not. They're there for us. They're there for humankind. You know, and for some reason, a lot of us allow ourselves to be caught in a human syndrome of just trying to get through life with a bit of hope and a bit of faith chucked in. And if it goes wrong, then you've got to like climb back up and try and get back to normal again. So this little guide I'm going to give you keeps you up there. No matter what's happening, it keeps you up there. And don't get me wrong. Oh, my God, I get bad days. I do get bad days. Sometimes when I think, do you know what? It's a bed day. So bloody what? I love it. Because the actual routine I'm going to show you gives you the mindset to say, I'm having that day for me. And when you are not used to doing that as an empath, when you're so used to running around for everybody else, you don't think, I'm going to do something for me. It's what can I do for other people. And then you're knackered and then you're in bed and then you're back up serving everybody else again. And that's got to stop to a certain extent. A line has to be drawn. So take on board what I'm going to give you now and see what you can incorporate and what you want to incorporate into your life. Oh my God, a white butterfly has just gone past the window. Oh my goodness. Thank you very much, my darling. Transformation, flight, freedom, purity. Go back to the drawing board. Be that light. That's exactly what a white butterfly signifies. Thank you, butterfly. I haven't seen one go past that window and I've been here nearly 5 weeks now in Spain. So let's start with the basics, okay? And as I say, don't force yourself. All right, Nikki says, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Do not make it a chore. But if you do it, if you make it a chore, your body, it's like going on a diet, isn't it? So it's like, oh, the diet says, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. If you just think, do you know what? Perhaps I'm not going to have as much bread. Perhaps, you know, I'm not going to have that glass of wine. Perhaps I'm not going to have that chocolate bar with a cup of tea in the afternoons anymore. Right? Just little subtle changes that some of us can handle. Because some of us, when we're in crisis or we're not spiritually connected, you know, we've lost our mojo. We've lost the will to be motivated and make change. I get it. I've been there, darlings, and I still am. You know, I'm still bloody human. As you will most probably know, if you know, I've gone through the worst grief, losing my two babies, my fur babies, within 6 months of each other. And, you know, I'm in absolute bits. I know exactly where they are. I've seen them already. I've heard their feet tapping on the floors. I've had people, you know, bring me all these visions from them. I've been up and seen them myself, but it doesn't replace the human loss. You know, and it does, I'm getting on a bit of a soapbox here, but you know, there are some people, and I do not ever disrespect other light workers, there are some people that make it sound like they've got it sussed and, you know, oh yeah, because I know the spirit world exists, I don't grieve. Oh, what a load of old pants. I've seen it. Oh, well, I know where they are, so I'm fine. I got over my grief really quick. Yeah, whatever. Well done. I'm just giving you tools to make it easier. There is no cure to anything, but there are ways for you to improve your well-being and to deal with life's tapestry. And let's face it, a lot of the time, it's quite low baller. Because if you're listening to this, you're going to be an old soul. You're going to be an empath. And we choose harder experiences that for each time we come down here for the pure reason of soul ascension. Don't ask me why. But when you get back home, you'll realise how important that soul ascension is to visit other cosmoses, other planets, la, 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 la. But down here, all we care about is getting through life and making sure everybody's safe and happy, don't we? Let's face it. So let's start at the beginning. The first thing I do, no matter how shitty I feel, my God, my inner set voice says, la, la, la. It's like bleeding Snow White with a light butterfly. Oh, look, we had a butterfly on a finger. Oh, no, a blue tit, isn't it? She's got a little blue bird. La, la, la. Everything's fluffy. And I think, no, it's not. I feel like shit. I've got loads of pain. I really don't want to do anything today, but I'm behind on everything. La, 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 la. And, you know, you want to have a bit of a moan, but your inner self's going, oh, no, no, you have to be Snow White and sing while you clean, whatever. So the first thing is gratitude. The first thing that you need to do to raise your level, to raise the bar of you, how you're going to choose your day is gratitude, right? It could be the most smallest thing ever. You could be going through the worst crap of your life, okay? Just find three things. So, you know, I would say, even if it's something like I'm grateful, just three, before you even get out of bed, I'm grateful for the fact I've woken up. I'm grateful I'm loved by someone. I'm grateful I've got a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I've got a comfortable bed. I'm grateful that my room has just been painted. Whatever it is, three things, right? If you really want to go for it, you can write them out in a soul journal. I'm grateful. Now, if you feel like you're on a bad day, you know, you need to think about grounding yourself, okay? These are all the things that I incorporate every single day without fail to keep me as high as I can in my vibration. So grounding. So take time. So I do a little plan of the day after I've done the gratitude, right? So this is what I contemplate, my spiritual plan for the day. And it's not a chore. It's not, I have to make sure I adhere to every ticker box. If I miss one, who cares? Right. And I think, right, what am I going to do today? So I feel my body, first of all. I feel the energy of myself. And I think, right, okay, is there anything that feels off? Now, initially, if you've never done this before, you're like, what am I feeling for? This is just like rubbish. It's not, because if you just lay down for those first couple of minutes, okay, just close your eyes and feel your body. How do your feet feel? Your ankles, your legs, thighs, waist, chest. How am I breathing? Have I got palpitations? Am I breathing too quickly? Do I just need to slow myself down a bit and just sort my head out and stop worrying about stuff that's going to or hasn't happened yet? Okay, let me look. Does anything hurt anywhere? Do I feel heavy in a certain place? So do the physical thing first, right? Is there anything that's a bit off, not feeling right? And then what I do is I then check my chakra points. If you don't know about chakra points, have a look. Just Google it, an image, and you'll see the chakra points, okay? So go through them, and all you've got to do is you think, right, this is, and this works for beginners, right? You just think, right, I know that from my Googling that the base chakra is red down the bottom. So imagine the light on the base chakra. How does that feel? Have I got a bad back? Is my lower back feeling crap? Do I feel it's throbbing, highlighting, or do I not feel anything? Generally, if you don't feel anything, then I'm saying thank you to my guy because he's just done something. I don't want to sound spooky dookie, but he just has. So if you don't feel anything, it means it's fine, right? Okay. Now, also, now I'm doing this, I've got my eyes closed, hopefully with you, while you're trying to practice this, and my eyelids are bright green. So I know that while I'm sitting in this energy with you, Archangel Raphael is bringing a green ray of healing energy. So I know I need healing. I know that from my grief, from the drive down to Spain and the fact it's we're in a bit of a cold house, my body is not responding very well at the moment. Bless its beautiful heart. It's very sore, very swollen and not great. And I'm aware of the healing. So, yes, I think, right, okay, I need some healing. Thank you, Raphael. I then check my sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown chakra, and see if that any of them feel off, heavy, different, normal. The easiest way, if you really want to go into chakra work, is I've got a meditation on my website called Chakra Cleanse. That is basically plug in and let me do the work for you, okay? Also, this, you know, this isn't a plug for bloody buy this and buy that. You can do what you want. I'm just saying to you, these are the stuff we've got available. Also, I think we've sold out from now, but Darren, my partner, runs Fifth Dimension Gifts, right? He's on YouTube. The website is going to be up and running very soon. He's on all the social media sites. And I said, look, you really need, I want a really good chakra cleansing set. And he's got the most, he's got two, and they are beautiful. They've got one that's already on a plate of selenite. He's got one that's in a presentation box. with the Tree of Life and all of the chakras detailed on the trunk, so you know what you're doing. And it's a beautiful presentation box. So we've got those because people come to me and go, well, how do I do it? What stones do I use? And I direct them off to random places. I don't know if they're good or not. So the whole essence of us running Fifth Dimension Giftware was to give you ethically sourced premium grade spiritual giftware, divination tools and crystals. And so I'm happy to say it's bloody lovely. And I also infuse them with whatever energy I feel they need. So lots of the crystals and stuff are infused with archangel energy. Some of them Reiki charged, blah, 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 blah. But have a look anyway. The YouTube is the main place to go at the moment. The website will be up soon. So that's how you can do the quick guide. Or if you really want to learn how to attune yourself into your body, do it yourself. Okay, I'm giving you the easier options, whatever you want to do. Or, you know, if you feel you want to do it, research into what other different stones you can buy and just put them on. Go to your local New Age shop. Do whatever you feel you need to do. I'm just giving you all the options here, darlings, okay, as I always do. So check your chakra points, okay? I used to think chakra points were a bit pants. I really wasn't into them until my rebirth during my 5 years in bed after a road accident, if you don't know about it. And they said they're really important. They're portals of energy that feed and cleanse your kundalini line, the whole of your soul. It is basically opening to the charging and cleansing of your soul within. You've got to maintain your inner soul. I've said this in a previous podcast, for your body to benefit from it, your mind and your spiritual connection, okay? So have a look at that. Now, if it's base chakra or you feel a bit, I don't know, and you know you want to actually physically do something to help your physical or your spiritual self, your soul energy, grounding. Even if it's 3 minutes, even you could do it 3 hours, whatever some people have got kids, I've got a job, it's a bit busy, it's a chore. Well, is it to just dedicate? How long does it take for you to do a post on Facebook? You could be doing a grounding session while you do that, right? So always ground yourself. It doesn't matter what time you do it. Some people do it, you know, as the sun rises, moon sets and all that. I don't do that. I just make sure I have a grounding session. Right. So basically, this can be standing barefoot in your garden and just imagine the crust of the earth, Mother Gaia, whatever your belief system is. You don't even have to visualize. If you can't visualize, it doesn't matter. Ground yourself. OK. And imagine what I do. I've got a beach just opposite me where I live. And I literally, if I'm not well enough to go there, I'll stand in the garden and I'll imagine gold roots coming out through the grass and just literally holding me to the earth. The reason being is that we have got a big high vibrational soul beating with the Schumann resonance, the heartbeat of the planet. And we've got all of this higher realm stuff going on, which is so much more higher and stronger at the moment because of what's going on in the world. And so that's got to kind of be friends with a human heavy body. So we need to ground ourselves so we're not taken out to the airy fairy world too much. Do you know what I mean? With this soul vibration. It also helps us to stay grounded to our own energy so that we're not absorbing other people's crap. Do you know what I mean? So that's a beautiful thing to do. Or if you just want a quick fix, you know, I'm trying to cover every corner here. The other thing you can do if you can't be doing that or you live in a flat and you're too busy or whatever is go to Earthing Revolution. Jen is the founder. She's a friend of mine and she's got the most superb products for every possible thing you could possibly want to ground you. It is one of the biggest problems we have. I think I've done a podcast on this before. Biggest problem we have, we don't ground ourselves enough. We're not getting the vital electrons from the planet that we used to when we're walking around barefoot. And with the concrete, we're not getting it, all right? So if you want to do it because you're stuck in your home, have a look at the products. If you put Nikki Allen in the checkout, you get 15% discount, another option. But you can get a book and just have bare feet on the ground away from concrete, all right? Grounding stones. Black tourmaline, black onyx, hematite. Research it yourself if you want. You know, have a look at what stones are really good for grounding. But they're the main ones I use. Again, we've got them at our shop. Black tourmaline pyramids, all sorts of things that can help you ground yourself. You can either do it for free or you can invest. It is your choice, your lifestyle, how you want to do it. I'm giving you all the options. All right. So ground yourself every day. Please try and do that. Okay. Now, when you're thinking of your soul body as well, if there's anything that needs cleansing, that can normally be done with crystals, or you just envisaging light going into that certain area. Okay, so you could call upon archangels. All of my details of archangels and what they do is on my YouTube channel. If not, research it yourself, or archangel for perhaps you might be grieving for heart chakra. Grief, who do I need? Azrael be good for that. Jeremiah might be good for that. You know, so think about other higher things to incorporate rather than take some paracetamol because you've got a headache. Think, let's try and work on it through Archangel Raphael bringing me helium. See if that works first. If it don't, that's fine. Have paracetamol. Do you know what I mean? It's just feeling and reconnecting in with your body and looking after your soul. Now, if you've done your three bits of gratitude, okay, you're thinking, right, I'm going to plan that grounding. I'm going to stand in the garden, or I'm going to stand in the woods while the dog's walking around having a wee, whatever it is, I've planned that. That's great. Then I plan, how am I feeling today? Do I need to change any of the crystals that are on my body? I've always got a crystal somewhere on my body, right? And so I look and think, I'm feeling a bit down today. I need a bit of upliftment. I'm still grieving my two babies, so I've definitely got an amethyst on me. So I pop an amethyst in my bra because I feel like I want a palm stone in there. And then I think, I'm going to have that bracelet on, that citrine for energy. And then I've got blue lace agate, and I've got this blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm going to put that bracelet on today. And I think, oh, how long have I had that amethyst around my neck? Oh, that needs charging on my selenite plate. I'm going to take that off, and I'm going to put a soda light on. All right, so I have a look at, you know, if you're into crystals, have a look at how long you've had them on. And if you need to change them, or what crystals resonate with you. If you don't know anything about crystals, have a look. Google it, research it. Or again, go and look at our videos on Fifth Dimension, because I give you tutorials on how crystals can work for you. Okay, it's all out there. It's all there to help you. It's just people don't grab it because they think it's all tree-hugging rubbish, and it's not. Even, do you know what? Even if it's a placebo, who cares? Just give it a go. Okay, so this sounds like a load of chores already, but this takes me about 3 minutes. Right, I'm going to plan. My grounding's going to be that. Actually, I really don't want to go anywhere. I'm going to use the throw. I'm going to ground myself for half hour on that while I'm doing my messages or whatever. I'm going to be mindful not to use screenshots too much today or do too much work on the screen because it's da-da-da. I've done my crystals. I've done my gratitude. I'm feeling all right. And then the next thing I do is I put music on how I'm feeling to enhance that feeling, or if it's a bad feeling, to eradicate it. All right. So while I'm doing, like, perhaps making a cup of tea, or do you know those little chores you do in the morning? So sometimes I think I feel really a bit down today. So I put on my favorite music, my favorite playlist on Alexa or whatever. Right. Or if I feel I really want to absorb spirituality that day, Duta is one of my go-tos. Phenomenal music. Enigma, bit more upbeat, bloody love it. And I have that in the background. Sometimes I even just have it on volume number one where I can't exactly hear it, but I know my subconscious and my body is going to vibrate to that music. Also, I create frequency sounds as well. So sometimes I think I need this frequency. So I will go to, at the moment, 432 is mine. So I've got an Atlantean guided meditation, and there's the music version and there's a guided meditation version. So I use the music version, otherwise I'll be off to Atlantis. Right, and I put that on in the background, and the 432 resonates with well-being, balance, harmony, mental health. It's just a superb frequency. Do you know, there's even a frequency of sound. I've learned this from I've got a musician I work with, Neil H. Official. That's his name if you want to Google him, right? And he is just the most incredible musician. He doesn't even know how to read music. It's all done completely naturally. It's channeled from the earth, from wherever he needs to channel it from. He channels it, right? And he even told me there's even a frequency in the music and the sound base in adverts to make you want to listen, pay attention and buy. Oh my, I'm blown away by that. right? So anyway, so I put that on if I feel that, and then I think, oh, a bit off today. What is a good sound? This is the future, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you that now. Sound healing, sound frequencies. It is going to go massive. They already do it in hospitals. They've already started incorporating into hospitals all over the world, sound frequency healing, right? 5 to 8. Sometimes I think I need 5 to 8. And oh my God, I had that on every day for my fur baby Teddy before he passed. For DNA repair, for healing, just to make him feel more comfortable. I knew he had to go back to spirit world, but that made him really chill out. Try it on your pets. They're the ones. They're your canaries. You know, they will show you how much it works because they will literally just flop out. They love it. It's the same with my earthing mats, right? If I put my earthing mat down, Teddy was on it like a shot. I had an earthing pet bed for him, right? And he used to pull off. And I thought he's having too much electrons or whatever. And I used to cover it. He used to pull off the blanket. And I've got photos of it. Look at the video on my YouTube channel. And so he could get on it completely without any blanket in between. In phenomenal. Watch how your animals react to this. Because we sometimes have ego, fear, doubt, worry, rubbish, cynicism, scepticism, all the other crap that incorporates itself into our, you know, human learning that says that don't work, that's rubbish, that's crap, right? Whatever the news tells me is right and whatever the pharmaceutical companies tell me is right. But watch your animals. They will show you because they've got no ego. They've got no thought processes. They've got no prejudices. They just think, that's good for me. I love that. And they're on it. You know, and I've had selenite wands just left in his dog bed and he surrounds his whole body around it. That shows you the power of what Mother Gaia has provided us, but the media and the fat cats don't want us to wake up to. They don't want us using the free gifts that Mother Gaia have given us with the earthing, sound frequencies, the Schumann resonance. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about, right? Vibrating through the universe, healing us. Helping us with our soul structure, bring us a vibration of balance, harmony, and contentment. They don't want us to know about that. But now it's scientifically recorded. So now the skeptics have to have a look because apparently, if science say it's right, then it's actually there. Do you know what I mean? It's so frustrating for me and other light workers to just be with what's around you. You know, I know I've given you the other aspects, what you can buy and purchase, invest, or do it yourself. Like yesterday, I was on the beach, right, in Grenadilla, down here. We're here for the winter, for our well-being. And there was this smashed bit of rock, and inside it was just full of quartz. Shimmering. I thought, oh my good God, that's coming with me. You know, it's all there. Mother Gaia's given us every single antidote to every problem. She's got every elixir on the planet. You know, think about holistic ways to help you get through your life rather than go straight for the paracetamol, go to the doctors. Try everything you can. I'm not saying don't go to a bloody medical person, but try everything holistic you can first of all. So now you're looking at how to treat your body. The other thing is, so I've got the music playing now, right? And I'm doing my tours or whatever I'm fit enough to do on that given day, okay? I automatically connect up. I don't even have to think about it. I say, I love you all up there. If there's anything that, you know, you need to tell me or help me with, please do. That's my spirit family. And it goes up to the angel realms. Thought is so powerful. Just because you are a little human that doesn't know about anything to do with the, you know, the celestial realms, it doesn't matter. Do it. Your thought process and your intent is more powerful than you could possibly ever imagine. And they'll go, hang on a minute. She's acknowledging us at last. Thank Christ for that. Right, bring her that. Show her that sign. Show her that synchronicity. That'll make her think, oh my God, Dad's really here. Just like that butterfly did flying past the window. Okay? So send thoughts up to the divine. I do it most probably every hour, every half. I don't know. I do not do it consciously anymore. I just go up and think, God, I love you. You know, bring me some healing. Do this, do that. I'm blinking now and it's just gone back to normal. So Raphael's energy's come away. Look at what's happening to your body. Feel your body. Do you see colour when your eyelids close? Find people. If you are a person that rather would, you know, watch YouTube, and you're obviously you're listening to a podcast now. Find the right people that resonate with your energy that can help you be the best person you can. I also, again, completely don't even think about it. One of my chores in the morning is to have my essential oils, and I think about, and it's this is all about checking back in with yourself. I am lucky in a certain, people say, oh, you're lucky. I'm not really, because I'm stuck mainly at home, right, because of my condition. But you can still do it, because you've got things like Neom now, if you've heard of those, mobile essential oil units you can have in your car, take to your office, whatever, right? It's no excuse. Roll-ons, essential oil roll-ons. You can make your own cocktails up in empty pots that you can get for like a fiver for 10 off of eBay or Amazon. Roll-ons, right? So it doesn't matter about what you have to do. You need to incorporate this into your life. So luckily, because I'm at home, I have diffusers. So I think, what do I feel like I need today? What does my intuition say? And I think, do you know what? I feel a bit, I need a bit of uplift. I'm going to chuck a bit of ylang-ylang in, a bit of bergamot, a bit of geranium, a bit of rose oil. All uplifters, antidepressants, make you feel brilliant. Chuck them in, and that's buzzing away. So every time I go around, I'm like, oh my God, I'm looking after myself. That smell is just incredible. I'm bloody loving it. I'm loving it. Okay, so I've done something else to myself. I also am mindful to make sure that I do something that is on a ticky box that has needed to be done for a long time. Procrastination creates the worst energy in us. Guilt, stress, anxiety. I haven't done it yet, but I don't want to do it, but I will do it, but I can't. If it's something that's not going to go away, choose one thing, even if it's just, I need to get that done in a week, I need to get that done in a month, but I have to do it. Get it done. The sense of, thank Christ for that, why didn't I do it? I've been putting it off for 4 weeks, and every time I think of it, my gut drops, and I think, oh Christ, I don't want to do it. And then once you do it, you think, oh my God, I've done it. I've smashed it. It only took me half hour. It only took me 5 minutes. Whatever it was, I've done it. Okay? If you're going through a stage of, I feel really down, and you're allowing yourself to spiral, phone someone positive. Watch someone positive. Someone that's going to cheer you up. Or watch something quirky or funny on one of the reels on all of the different social media. Put your favourite film on. Change the music that you've got around you. Okay? If you have to go to an office environment, have photographs of the people you adore around you. Have your favourite colour around you. Wear clothes that reflect how you're feeling. If you're feeling shit, it's best not to wear black. Think, well, all right, I'll put my black trousers on because I feel a bit fat at the moment. I want my bum to look bigger, smaller. And they think, but do you know what? I'm going to wear a red top. I'm going to wear an orange top. I'm going to wear something that's bright. I'm going to wear pink. I'm going to put rose quartz on me because I want to feel love today. I want to bring love into my energy. Talk to yourselves, people. This is how you live a spiritually led life. The higher you raise your vibration with all of this self-care, that's when you start getting the beauty. And the beauty is you start attracting the right people to you. Out of the blue, right, I was thinking ages ago, do you know what? It's been my dream since beginning of the, since I got retired from the police. I've always wanted my own angel cards, oracle and tarot decks. Always wanted them. No, really beautiful imagery, really gorgeous. And you look at me and think, my God, I'm in love with these cards. And I really wanted that. And I started thinking about it recently in my little, and this is your manifestation part of your day or week. Manifestation, okay? So manifesting, what would I like? What do I want to create? What do I want to ask the universe for that I feel like perhaps there's no way I'm going to get it, but you know what? I don't care. I'm going to put it out there anyway because I deserve it. And your mind will go, you ain't going to get that. That ain't going to happen. Don't be stupid. What are you talking about? Right? So my little ego monkey brain was going, hang on a minute, love. You've only really just kind of got back on the scene again from your previous life of being this big medium, right? You've only just been out there in the last, like, year, if that. So it's not going to happen, is it? So just put that, you can't afford it. It's not going to happen. That was the monkey brain during the day, my manifestation time. which is normally, if it's nice weather, I'll sit out. You can ground yourself at the same time, get a bit of vitamin D, so you're making yourself feel good, which is pretty hard in the UK, but hey-ho. And that's my manifestation time. What would I like? So look, it could be anything. I really want a new house. I really want a new car. I could really do with some nice makeup, but I can't afford it. Whatever it is. And mine was, I really want my own beautiful angel cards. I want an illustrator. And I'm not being funny. You know, I was getting people saying I want thousands. And I'm like, I haven't got it. You know, I may be doing all of this YouTube stuff. I may have a couple of best-selling books out. You don't make money on that. You don't make money on bestsellers. You don't get a lot at all. People think you do. You don't. So for some reason, I think people think I'm loaded. So they're like, oh, yeah, so it'll be like £6,000. I'm like, are you joking me? I can't afford that. And I got really... And so I manifested. I said, look, please bring me the right people. Please bring me a really good illustrator. Please bring me something that I can do with these cards. And then I'm thinking, hang on a minute. I haven't got time to send them all out and box them. How much is... And the monkey brain starts coming in again. How much are they going to cost to send out? It's a big box. It's heavy. And I'm like, oh, do you know what? Shut up, Nick. Shut up. You're in manifestation mode. I would like to have my own archangel cards, please, so that I can help people to connect with the angels and help them on their earth life. Done. No monkey brain. No, how's it going to happen? Where's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Done. That is your manifestation time, right? So if you want a new car, not, oh God, I'm not going to get the credit. I haven't got the money. How am I going to get... Shut up. I would like this car. I did it. I would like an automatic car because my hands and my legs hurt with a normal manual car. My car is now breaking down. I need a new car, please. Thank you very much. Done. I would like it to be automatic. It's all I put out there. Oh, no. And I asked for a panoramic roof so I could have light incorporate me while I was in the car. Done. Had the car within a week with no credit rating. Don't ask me how. Well, you know from if you read my book, me, myself and I managed to rent a house and I'd just literally been blackballed and stopped paying my mortgage and had no credit rating whatsoever. Go figure that. I passed the credit rating. Right? Do not let your monkey brain interfere with your manifestation time. That's your ego incorporating what you shouldn't be having. F fluff the ego. You know what I'm talking about, guys. If you watch my YouTube channel, fluff the ego. Get on with manifesting. So what happens is, what was it, a week? 2 weeks? Hello, my name's Christina. I'm from Italy. I'm a publishing house. And I want the foreign rights of your book, Rise and Fall. You're incredible, blah, 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 blah. Also, did you know I am one of the worldwide biggest distributors of angel cards? Have you ever thought about doing them? I have thought about doing them. Oh my God. And then, hello, I'm an illustrator. I don't want much money because I really would just love to be acknowledged on your cards because I've got a feeling that you're going to do very well. Blah, 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 blah. What do you think of this? Mind blowing. You know, and it's all from this publisher. And suddenly I've got a publishing deal and the cards are going to go out and they're already nearly done. And it's like, what the hell? Okay. Manifestation time. Get that in. Even if it's a plan for the week. If this is all too much for you, write it out in a soul journal. These are things I'd like to achieve. If you don't do them, who cares? You are starting the intent. You're starting to tell your soul, your inner voice, your higher voice, whatever you want to call it. You're starting to tell your guides, your guardian angels, your loved ones, the angel realms, I want to start doing this. Can you help me, please? And they will be down like a shot. Oh, my God, she's woken up. Thank you very much. He's going to want to do this now. Oh, my God, thank you very much. Let's go and help him. Bang. There's your first sign, 333. Let's show her. Let's show him 333 everywhere they go. Why am I seeing 333? I better look it up. Oh, my God, it says the angels have heard you. They're now with you and are beginning your new journeys with you. Welcome to our world. The magic begins. The beauty starts. Manifestation time. I really need someone to help me with my chores. I can't do it. I'm trying to work on healing myself. I can't do a thing. Oh, hello. Oh, my daughter does cleaning. You don't know anybody. What? Your daughter does cleaning? Yeah. She only charges £10 an hour. Oh, my God. Can she start tomorrow? Yeah. Bang. Can you see what I'm trying to get at? That's how the universe replies to your manifestation, your cosmic ordering. Again, I've got meditations for it if you want. Do it yourself or find them on YouTube. Whatever floats your boat, darlings. I just want to help you. I want to give you that hand that I so desperately needed. During my 5 years of darkness and hell, I desperately needed someone like me to say, look, this is what you need to do. And I didn't get it. And that is why my path is where it is now. That is why my YouTube channel is rising. It was 1,000 a couple of years ago. It was 19,000, I don't know, 6 months ago. I'm now nearly up to 60,000, right? And it's not about how many followers. It's not about the numbers. It's the fact that I'm reaching more people with my messages. I'm showing you not what textbook says or what I should be telling you because of I'm a light worker. I'm telling you what I was shown, what I incorporate in my life to get it to how it is now. Yes, I have got disabilities. Yes, I have got mobility issues. Yes, I have got a condition. God knows why I haven't healed from it. I've tried everything. Right. But the whole point is it may be because I am not going, oh, yes, I've cured myself. You have to do this. Because back in the day, I'll be like, whatever. Yeah, good for you. It worked for you. Right. I am still most probably in here now because I'm saying, yeah, it is shit. But look what I'm doing to make me feel brilliant, you know, mentally up. Not allow myself to get into crisis, not allow myself to get into a depression. Just tuning into myself, my little child, saying, what do you need, darling? I need this today. I need rest today. I need to not even speak to anybody today. I need a duvet day. I need a DVD day. That's what I call them, DVD days. I call them the effort days, fluff it days, where I just go, do you know what? I can't talk to them and I can't do anything. And then people say, oh, why haven't you done a podcast? Why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done that? Because I've got ME, love. I've got fibromyalgia. Why do you do readings anymore? Because I've drawn a line. I have to have some of my energy back. It exhausts me. I'm trying to work on the masses. Angel Realms, can you help me, please? I need to reach the masses. I can't do one-to-one readings anymore. I can't tour anymore because I've got this body. I don't know why. I'm trying to heal it, but what do you want me to do? I know. I'll do podcasts. When do you want to do them? I don't know. If one doesn't go out in a week, it doesn't go out. Can you see what I'm getting at? Don't pressure yourselves. Change your jobs, speak to your supervisors, speak to your family. I need help. Reach out. One bloody thing I didn't do. One bloody thing I didn't do. I've done so many videos, podcasts, whatever you want, on reaching out to other people. I am now showing you the DIY guide to reaching out to the higher realms. You do not have to believe it. For God's sake, what are you going to lose? Just give it a go. So they're the things I do every day. And the other thing I do is I always do a physical, I call it my physical treat. So my physical treat is just to make my ego feel happy on my body or whatever it is. So my physical treat, it could be I'm going to go down the beach, I'm going to have a Costa coffee. That's going to be my physical treat today. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to have a bath and I'm just going to put my candles on. I'm going to put my Duta music in the background. I'm going to fill that bath with Himalayan salt and a bit of lavender oil and I'm just going to go fluff it. And I'm going to lay there till that bath goes cold, refill it again and do absolutely nothing. My physical treat is I adore my mate. I know I can't go out. I'm going to say, come round, let's watch a movie together. Come round, let's have a laugh together. Come round, let's do a few angel cards. That is my physical treat to make me feel good. And on the way, bring some cake. Who cares? Yeah, I know it's bad for you. I know it's got sugar. But at the moment, I just need this for me today. Or it could be a physical decision for change. Jeremiah, Archangel Jeremiah, Archangel Michael. Watch my videos on what angels can do for you. The cards will show you what they can do for you. Research it. Do whatever you need to do. What angel can help me today with what I need to do? I need to stop smoking. I need to stop vaping. I need to stop eating so much sugar. I need to stop having a mindset of me thinking I'm crap. I need to stop this relationship. I need to stop allowing my boss to be an arsehole and I'm allowing it. I need to stop running around for people that take me for granted. I need to stop binge watching something till 4 a.m. and then being sleepy all day. I need to stop, right? So it's not a judgment. It's your inner child is saying, I don't, this is not really bringing harmony and balance. Is it really? Shall we try and find ways to see if we can stop this? Not, oh my God, I'm so crap. I need to stop this because I can't. No, turn it around. What do you want, Nikki? What is it? Well, I don't really like the fact that, I don't know, let's pretend that I smoke, right? I don't really like the fact that you're hurting your body a bit with the smoking. It's also a load of money. You know, you're aware of smelling of cigarettes and you're going near people and then you're aware of being near people. And it's like, oh God, I've got to hold my breath and how long am I going to be in this meeting for? About a fag, la, 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 la. Really need that to stop. Of course, yeah, I get that. What are the ways we can try and deal with that then? Let's try and find a way to be kind to ourselves to stop this. No guilt. No, I'm crap. I can't do it. I need the willpower. None of that. Let's just find ways that are conducive to me, perhaps cutting down or perhaps incorporating a vape or perhaps incorporating asking for a GP for help. You know, do you know what I'm trying to say? And I will repeat it until the cows come home. Self-love is your way forward to the best superhuman you can be. Because once you've incorporated the love for yourself and the respect for yourself, you will start identifying what you need physically, mentally, and spiritually, and what you don't need. And the don't needs can be letting go of friends that you realise are toxic, letting go of relationships, letting go of lifestyles, letting go of habits, letting go of old belief systems. Thinking about going to counselling, thinking about going to hypnotherapists, thinking about trying other ways to resolve what's going on in your difficulties. There are so many options out there, but we just sit on this bloody merry-go-round that swoops around like a waltzer. Do you remember those waltzers? It just swoops around this fast theme park ride and we don't get off. We don't get off and go, whoa, hang on a minute, that ride's making me dizzy, it's making me feel ill, I haven't eaten properly yet. It's too fast, I'm not embracing, I'm not seeing, I'm not smelling the roses. I'm not actually, you know, quantifying, qualifying my life. I'm just literally running until I'm knackered, I sleep and then I run again. Like a hamster on a wheel, get off the wheel. Stop and look at what your inner child wants. Think about incorporating, even if it's just one of the things I've spoken about today, grounding, cleansing, choices, environment, manifesting, embracing, invoking, forgiving, loving, changing. Because I assure you, it is a scientific fact. Once you start creating the same routine, the same thought processes, the same triggers every day, before you know it, your body, your mind will automatically bring the thought process up. And then if you've got that backed up with the angels going, oh, by the way, Ariel does it to me all the time. Archangel Ariel, right? And people, you know, I sometimes worry that people might think, oh, you're sounding like they're your mates. They are. They're not some religious icon that only special people that are mentioned in a, you know, made up Bible can see. Anybody has access to angels. That's what they're there for. Because they know how bloody hard it is. We're one of the youngest planets. Right, one of the hardest planets. We've got hardly anything that assists us down here. Mentally, telepathically. You know, resonating with souls. You know, med beds, crystals, all that kind of stuff. We are so far behind other planets. And so, like, the angels are like, we've got to put more in on this. They love this planet. They love that it's such a good learning ground for us. But they know we need a lifeline. And they are one of those lifelines. Use it. Phone a friend. 50-50. Do you know what I mean? Phone them up. Phone a friend. I need help with this, please. Thank you very much. I don't really believe it. Oh, my God, hang on a minute. I've just seen the word angel. It's like, you know, we were trying to find the hospital yesterday because we just need to pop in there to get some medication stuff. And I said, it's here. And he goes, what do you mean it's here? I said, because that says that translates as angels of God. And I said to him, I bet you any money you like, we turn, because the woman who gave the story said, turn right, turn left, right. I'm like, okay, right, left, left. So I bet you any money you like that the avenue is going to be called Archangel Raphael. And I could not believe it. It was Carretera de Angelis Raphael. I'm like, shut the front door. Because I know they're with us. They love us. They guide us. They hold us. They embrace us. And I just want you to experience it. And the joy of when I see your comments under my videos, when you say, oh my God, I've been seeing this same numbers, and then their name popped up, and then this person came in my life, and blah, blah. I go, yeah, welcome to my world. It really isn't hard. And again, I'm not taking it away from other people, but so many people make it such a chore. Oh, to lead this life, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. No, you don't. Love yourself, and that will inspire you. You think, do you know what? I'm going to start doing a walk every day now. That's going to be my physical trait. I'm going to do a 10-minute walk. Doesn't matter if you don't do it every day. I'm going to do a 10-minute walk to breathe in the air, just get my limbs moving a bit. And you start losing the weight because you think, I love myself so much. I don't really want that crap in me. You know, things become easier. And I'm not going to lie, during my time, I started vaping when I was really, really ill. Because I wanted to harm myself. Two, I wanted to hate myself by doing a habit that I really didn't like. And it was like every time I started, I said, yeah, you're shit, you're crap, you can't even stop doing this. You're breathing this crap into your body and it's going to make you really ill, and you've got ME and you're making yourself worse. It was also my dummy, it was my habit. And then when I got to a stage of, especially working with Chamuel, when she started coming into my life, Archangel Chamuel, and this love, she goes, why? It wasn't a judgment. It was just like, I was in meditation. And she said, think about what goes into your body. And I thought, oh my God, it's a vape. So just think about if you actually want that. Does it help you? Does it harm you? Does it make you feel happy? Why is it comforting you? How does it affect you? La, 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 la. And I took all this, and then I wrote it out, and I wrote why I was actually vaping, and it was all about self-damage. Everything else was coming along beautifully, and I had to corrupt it because I wanted to stay in this mad, angry, grieving, I hate the world and everything in it, and so I'm going to hurt my body by vaping. I thought, actually, she's right. I'm just waiting until I can have the next on it. They're just the most vile things, because people suck on them more than they ever would do a cigarette. Yes, I know they're used to help you get off smoking. It's brilliant they do that. But it just felt to me it was another self-abuse thing, you know. And I thought, yeah, she's right. I thought, I'm not going to do it anymore. And that was it. Done. And that wasn't, oh my God, I need to take Champix, or oh my God, I need to take something. What am I going to do? Oh no, how am I going to do it? It was a natural thing for me to say, that doesn't love me. That I pay for oils to breathe in, burn with chemicals and suck into my lungs. That doesn't feel right anymore for me, because I love my body and I don't want to die really. I don't want to end up with bad lungs. Why am I doing this for? That can go now. I'm ready to let that go. And it was that easy. Never look back. Don't get me wrong, though. It's a couple of times I've had a little snifter of people's. And then I go, oh, hell no. Because it's a little ego part that says, oh, go on, you do like it because it smells like strawberries and cream. And then when you actually, oh, God, it's just no. I can't put that in my body again. You know, it helps with everything. I've been going on and on now, so I need to go. I do need to go, even though I just want to continually help you as much as I can. But I assure you, by just doing one, two, or all of these, incorporate them into your lives slowly, as much as you want, whatever your situation is, I can assure you, you will change your life. You will attract better things. You will get the abundance. The things you manifest will come into your life. I've got so many stories to bore you with of how I've asked and manifested things and they've just dropped right in front of me. The car thing was brilliant though. Because I said to Darren, I really need a car, but I haven't got any credit rating. That's no way I'm going to get it. He goes, oh, hang on a minute. You tell people not to say that. I went, no, you're right. So I put it out there. Within a week, I was sitting in it. My beautiful, sparkly Cougar with my panoramic roof, automatic, easy to drive with pain. Oh, I do. I call her Lola. I name everything because they all deserve an energy. And that's why I don't think I ever get problems with cars, because I'm just going to quickly say this. Do you remember Poltergeist? I think it was Poltergeist 2. It could have been one, actually, with the Indian. Is that two? And the Native American, sorry to call him Indian, Native American, says, your car is angry, because it was steaming over. He goes, your car is angry. Do you remember? Right. And I'm like that. I talk to my plants, and they've even scientifically proven that, haven't they? They've even scientifically proved that if you shout at a plant, it doesn't grow. It kind of withdraws. They've scientifically proven sound frequency and energy around plants affects them, right? So I talk to my babies. It's because I haven't got my babies anymore. They're my babies now. I've been getting cuttings all over Spain, right? And I'm going, hello, darling. How are you doing today? Oh, you've done really well. Look, you've taken now. And I talk to them like a nutter. I'm embracing the nurturing of Mother Gaia's life. And it fills me with such joy to just get a cutting or revitalise a dying plant. Just silly little things like that bring me such joy. That joy radiates out to the universe, and that attracts other joyful people that want to assist you and help you. And now I'm with a worldwide distributor who's going to grab hold of my stunningly beautiful drawn cards and send them out to you. My monkey brain could have stopped that. I hope you love them as much as I do. And I hope you've loved this podcast as much as I've done talking to you about it. You can change and be a superhuman. This was your DIY guide to being superhuman. Take what you want from it. Leave what you don't want. And if I enhance your life in any single way, my job is done. Let me know in comments. And YouTube, you can't leave comments here. Please, if you've enjoyed this, you've never been here, give us a little review, a little like, and pop along to my website and have a look if there's anything there I can help you with. But as I say, my main go-to is YouTube, because that's got the videos, the help, and all the advice you need. And it's sitting there just waiting for you to press play. Until the next time, my beautiful, beautiful superhumans. God, I didn't say it properly. My beautiful superhumans. I've loved keeping it real with you. Until the next time, with all my love, heart and soul, Nikki Allen.